He's a cook, ain't he?
He's not a general. He's a...
I forget now what they call him, but I know the man when I see him, but I forget what they call him now.
Something
Kentucky
Sanders?
Fried Chicken. Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Uh-huh. He's current...
A cook, huh?
Uh-huh. Person who presides over the court, they'd be called a...
Judge?
And someone who goes to school is a...
Is a...
Maybe a high school...
It'd be called a high school principal, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh. Well, just someone like me who goes to school, I'd be called a... I wouldn't be a teacher, I'd be a...
You'd be in be attending, huh?
Uh-huh. Well, did you call them a pupil or...
Yeah, pupil, yeah.
What about at college? You talk about a college...
College pupil, wouldn't it?
Uh-huh. Any other word besides pupil?
I'm a dog, I know.
Okay. What about student?
Huh?
Student,
yeah. College student, that's right. You know, uh-huh. See, now, a whole lot of that stuff, I don't remember, I know nothing about it, see. Uh-huh. But after you kind of mentioned it, when I remember them calling them students then.
When they're in?
Huh?
You call a student when you're in?
College, uh-huh. Yeah.
What about a woman who works in an office and does the typing and handles the mail and everything? She'd be called a...
A stenographer.
Or a
secretary, yeah.
And a man on the stage would be an actor. A woman would be a...
Well, I reckon a woman would be an actor too, wouldn't she?
Okay. And if you're born in the United States, then you say that you're a...
Citizen.
You're a
citizen of the United States.
Uh-huh. You're not a Canadian. You're an...
Citizen.
An American.
And what?
You're born in the United States, so you...
American, yeah. Uh-huh. Born American, yeah. And if you come from other countries, you'd be a foreigner.
Mm-hmm. What different names are there for colored people?
Well, they don't like to be called that, but some people here call them niggers.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd rather be called colored people. We mm-hmm. always called them colored people because Papa and Mama didn't allow us. And these old niggas, they taught us to call them Aunt and Uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Aunt Mary or Uncle Sam or whatever the name was. You know, kind of, don't just come right out, little child, and call them a nigger or call them by his name. And all the kids used to call people Mr. So-and-so or whatever it was, or Mrs. But these kids today, they didn't call them by the name, most of them.
Mean,
I figure don't have no reason.
You mean the first name like Mr. Jim or something?
Yeah. But now they call them
mm-hmm.
They don't put no Mr. to them.
Mm-hmm.
People used to call that, put a handle to your name.
What about them? What other names are there for colored people?
Well, all I ever knew them called was niggers and colored people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they don't like to be called niggers.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of insults them. Well, I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. And I was taught from a child to call them colored people.
Mm-hmm.
They'll think more of you. You know, Mom and Papa always told me it's better to have a good will of a dog than a bad one, because if you had a bad will of him, he'll bite you.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good will of a dog. If you make him like you, if you're picking at him and jumping at him and fighting him all the time, first thing you know, you're going to get bit.
Mm-hmm.
But they taught us to live right and try to treat everybody else right. And I believe that's one reason we're all living today. I've got two sisters and it's five boys. I'm 81 and the youngest girl about 63. And we're all living. And you don't see that, and ain't many families can say that. They're mm-hmm. all living.
But yourself, you wouldn't be a colored person. You'd be...
White.
Are there other names for white people?
Well, I never did hear nothing but white people.
Mm-hmm. What about someone who's